Okay. Would everybody join me in a flag salute, please?
You can stay for the flag salute, Walter.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton County of Hunterdon, state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
Councilwoman
here.
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 Present.
Here. And I say our first item on the agenda is a move into executive session, which is expected to last from 6 to 7 p.m. And since it's written into the agenda, I don't need to read it. May I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor? Or is that
aye.
Roll call?
No,
that's
fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Opposed or abstaining? All right. Thank you. Lieutenant, you may.
Are we out of session?
Formalities, the preliminaries prior to executive session, so we can go right into our agenda. And we discussed in executive session the amendment of our existing agreement from December with affordable housing, with the Fair Share Housing Center. And to distill it down, essentially, we have a site by the name of Windy Acres in the current plan and some language which includes. We'll use our best efforts to make that thing happen up to and potentially including some litigation. This settlement would remove that language. It would remove Windy Acres as 100% affordable, municipally sponsored project and substitute for that with an equal number of units, 89 units, a 100% affordable project that is not municipally sponsored on the what we used to call the church property. It's also called the LeCompte property. It's a 40-acre parcel immediately south of this building, just on the other side of Valley Crest Road. There is a nonprofit affordable housing entity that's entered into an agreement with Mr. LeCompte to erect such a development. And the benefits to the township include the for instance, at Windy Acres, it's our project, so we would be on the hook for financing if the really good financing is not obtained. The financial risk in this instance is associated with CIS, not us. Mr. Drill, I'm trying to remember some of the other ones, which I normally do.
That's the main one. The others flow from swapping out the sites.
Yeah, and it eliminates friction with Reddington, for instance, in terms of, you know, both of us going for sewer capacity within the same sewer district. So I think it's a real gain for the town. When we have, we really like 100% affordable projects because they're a nice compact footprint. They don't come with so-called extra housing, but they do come with financial risk. So this takes that site out, and really the financial risk to us at this point for 100% affordable is limited to the 84-unit development we plan to do on Maruki. So it's a really good thing for the township. So does council have any questions? Or in that case, could I have a motion to approve the amended settlement?
I will make a motion to approve the amended settlement agreement as set forth in Fair Share Housing Center's letter dated February 5th, 2018, and authorizing the mayor, staff, and professionals to take all acts and sign and file all documents necessary to implement the terms of the amended agreement.
I'll second.
May I have a roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And thank you very much, Council. I folks have worked hard on this, and it's been an arduous process. We're going to do a couple of preliminary things, and then we'll get into some public comment.
You need to say that first.
Councilwoman Switlick has travel plans. She was kind enough to come out here and in the inclement weather, but she's got to get home and get ready to travel.
Traveling. Don't have room in the suitcase for you guys either.
Aw. Great food.
Amy.
Bring back the warm weather.
Okay. A couple of housekeeping items. We had first up a proclamation for of gratitude, basically, for Hunterdon Healthcare. They're donating some exercise equipment to be placed on one of our parcels, the Marufian parcel at high school. We had people from the high school that were coming as well, but with the cancellation of classes today, we weren't going to bring them all the way out from their homes out here to have this this little get-together. So that'll be on the next council meeting. Verizon, I believe, is also represented here, and it is shown later in the agreement under resolutions. It would be a resolution approving a Verizon request to install small nodes in Clinton Township's right-of-way. I think our attorney has some comments.
Yeah, we received a letter from Verizon's attorney, Richard Schneider, formally requesting that that resolution and approval be pulled from the agenda. The approval is subject to a number of conditions, including that Verizon submit its proposals to the Planning Board or Zoning Board as appropriate for review. Verizon objects to that requirement, so they've asked that the resolution just be taken off of the agenda. So I would just ask the council if they could please amend the agenda to pull the resolution, and then if the minutes can reflect that it was at Verizon's request.
Okay, do we need a motion and a roll call?
Just a motion and a voice vote.
I'll move it.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Or opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Okay, next item is the approval of meeting minutes from the joint executive closed session between Mayor and Council and Planning Board from August 21st of 2017. Are there any comments or concerns or questions?
I have one minor typographical error, which I've marked up on my copy.
We're still in the closed session minutes?
Yeah. I was just going to say that we do have an Oprah request for those meeting minutes.
That's where
and,
I was going.
I think council, I would like to make a suggestion and a motion that council allow our attorney to redact and release a redacted version of these meeting minutes to the Oprah requester.
Yeah, so just to clarify, so there is a lot of information in these minutes that needs to be kept confidential and comes under attorney-client privilege. However, there are portions of these minutes that are innocuous, I think, give the public an understanding of the nature of the closed session discussion and why the two bodies went into closed session. And I would like to be able to at least provide that portion of the minutes to the requester.
You need a motion?
It would help. Yeah.
Make a motion to do that.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you.
I'll have to abstain.
Yeah, so I'll abstain because I wasn't on the council then.
That motion also covered approval of said minutes, correct?
Yes. Thank you, Brian. Trying to do things at once and not doing
so. Here, I'll hand mine. I've got the correction.
And here's the corrected version from Mr. Mullen. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next item up is the consent agenda. These are normal, typical sorts of things that may be approved all at once. Any concerns, comments on that?
No.
None. I'll move the consent agenda.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Kupchinowski.
Yes.
Yes.
Council
President McCarron? Yes.
Yes. Now we're finally up to, not finally, but quickly up to public comment. What I'd like to say, a couple of things. We've been just before we approved the settlement with Fair Share Housing Center, and I think it was December 12, 13, we had been negotiating privately with them for quite some time, and the final discussion was completed the day before our December meeting, which happened to be the last meeting of the year. We have what I believe, and our attorneys believe, is a very favorable settlement. and it was most important that we lock the number up. Our new obligation looking forward from 1999 to 2025 is an obligation of 337 units. Discussions had begun way back at the beginning of this whole thing in the 1,400 range. So it is it's quite a reduction for various reasons, and there was a trial in Mercer County before a very well-respected judge, a very expensive trial that was going to give the first hint at a judicially approved formula for determining these numbers. We've been waiting for that opinion to be issued, but it's been a little slow coming. There was a thought maybe by Labor Day, you know, maybe by Thanksgiving, and so on. It's not out yet, but it could have come out in the intervening time frame while we were all, you know, celebrating the winter holidays. So we acted then, and this particular rearrangement and this new deal with the LeCompte property and CIS, it wasn't a glimmer at that point in time. We had a hint that we might be able to do better for the township. So we, after a fairly brief hiatus, we began negotiating again. And those negotiations were really finalized yesterday when we received the countersigned copy of the agreement for fair share housing. So once again, we were inhibited from speaking very plainly about what's going on, you know, why the plan looks like the way it is, what compromises were made, that sort of thing. So I can sort of take a deep breath and say that, you know, now that we've approved this amendment, we sort of stopped negotiating. We think we are at a good spot at this point in time, and we can be more forthcoming in answering questions and providing information to the public. I would note further that, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way at all, Clinton Town had a situation recently where they had a handshake arrangement with Fair Share Housing. For good reason, they went public with that agreement, and the so-called music hall property was a part of that. That was kind of bought out from under them and by an intervener in our situation, 94, on a 94-acre parcel off of Allerton Road. And the intervener then substituted their property on Mobus Place for the music hall. So, you know, bad things can happen, and we are all sworn to do the very best we can for the township, and that means we do our very best to prevent bad things from happening. So I'll stop talking, and if there are questions about any of this that we can answer, there's probably still a few areas that we may not be able to answer, but I think that the covers are much more open at this point in time. We'd be happy to talk about it. Well, you're very kind to us
today. There we go.
Sure, Rich.
Rich Shaw, 2 Pine Tree Drive. It's really more of a question. This new agreement that's coming in place, so what is the CIS organization, is this property that then the township is not going to buy, but it's going to be done by CIS, or mm-hmm. done by LeCompte?
They're going to purchase it.
So,
do you have any information on CIS as far as?
As far as I know, they're a nonprofit developer that has developed similar types of housing throughout the state. They're a well-regarded developer, and the one benefit of them, you know, sort of owning this project is that they will almost entirely fund the project, whereas the mayor explained there's significant risk associated with the development of the 20 acres site.
Has Tom identified himself?
No, I don't know.
Tom Behrens, I'm an associate planner with Burgess Associates. We're the township's planning consultant.
And one of the issues with the Windy Acres project, a major one, was the what was going to be done for water and sewer. Is that handled with this deal with the LeCompte property?
It's sort of a two-part question. One, we do think we'll be able to acquire the water and sewer capacity to accommodate the project. And given its location to the existing water and sewer infrastructure, I do believe it'll be less costly and easier to make that connection. So from that perspective, it's also a better alternative.
Now, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
The water and sewer would be connected up toward the high school. There's a water main at Regional Road, and there is a lift station right on the high school grounds on the corner by the football stands. And we would you know, take water down and convey waste up from the Marukian property. And this particular parcel is, you know, almost, it's not been determined exactly where it is going to be on that property, but it's quite close to being directly across the street from the Marukian thing. So we can use those piping runs, you know, presuming that, you know, everything is certain in terms of LACOMP. The engineering involved on Marukian can be upsized or changed to also accommodate the flows required at Marukian. So it's a nice way to leverage that infrastructure better.
And I know on that property there has been some concern about, like, for example, maybe salt pollution from, you know, all the road salt. Has it been looked at from an environmental impact statement?
We haven't gotten that far at this point. We do know whatever is developed will have to respect the buffers from Kramer's Creek and any other environmentally sensitive areas. So.
And I think it's important to note, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, all the projects, be they inclusionary or 100% affordable, have to follow the normal approval process and go either through the Board of Adjustment or Planning Board and have rigorous...
That's correct. And here, I'm John Drill. I'm the Township Special Affordable Housing Council. I'm the Planning Board and Board of Adjustment Attorney. But here, it's contemplated these projects would end up being rezoned, so they all go to the planning board.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Could I adjourn for about 2 minutes? I just need to make an urgent phone call to some folks in Clinton.
It's at 7:30.
Yeah, I'll just go in the back room for a second and be right back.
Dan can run in.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Sure. Do we have anyone else who'd like to make a public comment?
Ask the question. Keep it going. Bill Glaser, Pinehurst. Wasn't the Windy Acres property owned by the township already?
It is. Still owned.
So what will be the disposition of that property?
Or to be determined.
That would be to be determined. Okay, but it does become part of open space, or it could?
It could be.
Okay, so it's not ruled out.
It open space is a possibility. I mean, the township still owns it. It is not encumbered as open space.
Okay.
We're still looking at trails for up there, too, so people can use it.
Okay, nice. Good.
Needs an access point.
Sounds like a win-win-win. Settlement.
It's definitely something that I think the council and the public will have to engage in a discussion about the ultimate fate of those 35 acres.
Yeah, so I mean a lot of wins for the township in the amended agreement then. And apparently it'll be subject to the same process through the court in Somerset. People could object and it'll be approved and all that.
Oh, yes.
You want to mention
a new date will be set?
Yeah, so we don't know what the new date will be, but since Windy Acres is being swapped out for a new site, just like if an application was in front of the planning board or the Board of Adjustment and they made a change, so I'm going to have to re-notice. So
everything,
tomorrow morning, I'll be writing a letter to Judge Miller explaining that we've entered into this amended settlement agreement, and the case law says I'm going to have to re-notice. So I don't know for a fact, but I'd be shocked, okay, if the fairness hearings remains on for Monday, most likely it's a 99% chance, close to 100. That'll come off, and I figure that the fairness hearing will be somewhere either the third or fourth week in March, depending on the judge's schedule. I'm gonna call the chambers in the morning before I write the letter, and once we do that, I'm going to notify everyone who's in the plan, and I'm going to notify everyone who filed objections to the plan. They'll have a copy of my letter to Judge Miller, and so they'll know, hopefully by the afternoon, of a confirmation that the hearing's coming off and a new date.
Great. Good.
Did you have a chance to say that, you know, the law... I'm sorry. Let me take this stop.
I know what you're going to say.
About the law clerk?
Yes.
There was a...
I don't know. I forget who, but there was someone reported on some social media. I don't know if it was Facebook or whatever, that the fairness hearing had come off. And I believe whoever it was said they had talked to the court clerk. So when this came to my attention, I called the court. Court clerk says they didn't tell that to anybody. And as a matter of fact, on yesterday through e-courts, I got an email like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Confirming the fairness hearing for Monday. So I don't know who started that rumor, but whoever did had bad information, made it up, I don't know.
You know, you're making me think, we're in public comments, so somebody also in public media, for some reason, spread the rumor I was going to be running for freeholder. And
you sure it's not governor?
There was a wonderful general after the war, Sherman, who said, if nominated, I won't run, and if elected, I won't serve. So you can quote me on that. Pardon me, I'll operate that.
I don't know. You're saying there's fake news on social media. I'm shocked.
I am shocked.
Thanks, Bill.
Do we have anyone else who wants to make a public comment or ask a question? Going once. Going for this segment. We'll move on now to the reports of directors.
I have nothing to report. The rec committee has not met. There was a snow day today in the absence of Amy being here, so the high school and the middle school, the local school district did not have school.
Yes.
So if we were all a little stressed out, it's because we were home with our kids.
Oh, good.
I just have a report from the Sewer Authority, which met last Thursday. They had approved, they had their rate hearing, and they approved a $5 per quarter increase in the sewer rates. They haven't had an increase in, I think, 5 years, and they've been tied up with the town of Clinton, so they needed to increase rates, unfortunately, this year. They also set their base user fee to their officers. Just trying to see. They actually also hired a part-time administrator to assist. They had 14 candidates, and by the time they got to try to interview six of them, four of them had already found a job, so... they've got that going, and I believe they've drafted the reservation agreement for Beaverbrook, the Inkerman project, and that should get ironed out soon. And the only other thing I would mention for Jess, and I forgot to mention it offline, was they apparently somebody complained to the township of an illegal sewer connection up on 31, and they investigated it, and it wasn't the Clinton Sewer Authority. It was probably the DOT. Stormwater drain is what they were thinking.
Right. An illegal discharge into the storm drain.
Yeah. So, other than that, I have no other report.
Gosh, I don't. I had to miss most of planning board because the Beaver Avenue project was up, and as somebody who's been intimately involved in the development of the project, it wouldn't be right that I participated in the meeting, so I sat in the back room. But
I was there.
You were there.
I attended. A number of things did happen. A number of resolutions were approved. The resolution memorializing the grant of final site approval for the Shabbat was approved. Oaknell Village Condominium Association had a resolution memorializing their waiver of site plan approval to allow the replacement of their 75 existing lighting fixtures with 26-watt LED luminaries to be mounted on existing poles was approved. New York Life Insurance Company, same thing, resolution memorializing a waiver of site plan approval with exception to allow replacement of 52 existing light heads with new LED fixtures on existing lighting poles. So a number of firms around are adjusting their lighting and that to take advantage of some of the new technologies and hopefully be a little bit better ecological participants and save us some money. As the mayor mentioned, we are looking at... We're in the midst of the Beaverbrook Urban Renewal Associates receiving a number of people coming in and making their engineering reports and other changes for hopefully for final site approval of that particular area. We also are finished approving for the Huntington Preparatory School. The applicants seek the waiver of site plan for a proposed construction of a new paver patio and gazebo. Turns out it's really kind of a nice event. Is that unfortunately one of the students there had passed away and the family donated a gazebo. And the gazebo is being donated with the intent that students and staff and faculty would be able to go outside, sit in a particular area and share lunch, have a cup of coffee, nothing, enjoy the wildlife that was out there. So it's a nice measure from one of the parents that were there. That's my updates.
I really don't have anything other than our two new probationary officers have started, hit the ground running. The lieutenant has been taking them all over, and I think most of their time has been looking at paperwork and getting oriented, and they're starting the road training with their training officers, I guess. But they're both young and energetic. That's good to see. So we're happy to have them on board.
And just as a note, they would both qualify for a one-bedroom affordable apartment.
And they both qualify with their weapons, too. So.
Not in the apartment,
they're not necessarily related.
Jess, Len Ho, the CFO.
Len started full-time, our CFO. And he's been, we've been all busy going through all our budgets with the department heads and, you know, capital on this side and organizing other things, and we'll start to meet with you folks. Well, hopefully later this month, but we've met with the department heads. Now the department heads and he and I will go again and screw up their budgets. The new online system seems to be working. We picked up the pace there, picked it up, and you know, I think it'll be a good productive budget session when we get there.
Yeah, he's conscientious.
Yeah, oh yeah. Doing a great job.
Sure. You're up.
All right, so it's been a relatively quiet month in Clinton Township. Let me just throw out a couple figures for everybody. We had 218 motor vehicle summonses issued, 28 adult arrests, and juvenile arrests. We had a motor vehicle theft, but that was later recovered and it had a familial character to it. And in fact, the victim didn't even prosecute. So that was the big news this month. We had a couple of burglaries, 5 domestic violence incidents. As Mr. Landon just alluded to, we're currently working on our budget. I hope to have a proposed budget over in the near future. Two new officers have started. When an officer starts, it's called a field training period. And what they'll do is they'll get paired up with a trained, field-trained officer, and they'll be inside reading a lot of policies and procedures, and then we'll bring them outside. Lieutenant DeRose has been working very closely with them, but there's also a logistical end of it. We have to get them passwords just to bring them down, and it could be finance and all of that, and Carla as well. So that's in the process, and that's working out very well. We've had one new vehicle arrive recently, and we anticipate a second new vehicle coming, and there's already plans in the works to have them outfitted in the very near future. We've had one officer who has officially submitted for retirement, and we have another officer who told me verbally I'm retiring. I think there's just some red tape that officer's going to
meeting with him tomorrow morning.
And he's meeting with Mr. Landon tomorrow morning. So it's pretty much official. We're going to have 2 retirements here in the next 3 or 4 months. And with that, I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have or any questions anyone from the public may have. All right, thank you.
Well, back to the agenda. Excuse me. So, we're up to action items, or an action item, and I'll read it by title. It's the introduction of an ordinance, ordinance number 1109-18, an ordinance amending Chapter 198 of the Code of the Township of Clinton regarding alcoholic beverages in township parks and open space. Last year, we had a food truck event that was really well attended, despite, you know, lining up with the Immaculate Conception Festival. And we kind of wanted to have some alcohol served there, but we were sort of caught up in our own underwear, so to speak. Our ordinance didn't quite allow that. So this ordinance would. And Jess, if you've got, you know, any details you want to talk about?
Oh, the 2 events, the community day and the food truck, they're lined up. We're looking for vendors. We already got vendors lined up, actually, to come up and provide those things with food. And maybe a microbrewery.
That'll be a nice event.
And I saw that the ordinance gives it the discretion to the administrator, so that the process looks like it's
only official township event on our, you know, it's
insurance liability.
We get all that stuff from the vendor.
So an outside third party, let's say another non-for-profit that, let's say, wants to have something at Pump Park, could not avail themselves of this?
Not unless the municipality were co-sponsoring the event and involved in the event.
So
this is limited to municipally sponsored events.
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Kaczynski.
Yes.
Councilman Lloyd.
Yes.
Council President McKinley.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. We're now on to resolutions. The first one is the approving the hiring of a part-time building inspector, John Tillotson. And can we do these together? Okay. And the hiring, also the hiring of a part-time fire and electrical inspector, Scott Williamson. The workload, actually, things are starting to move along in the township. Exxon is starting to go full chat on their expansion. And we expect the old muni building project to be before the planning board shortly. And hopefully Beaver Brook will get approved at, at a subsequent planning board in the near future. And once both of them get going, plus Exxon, we really needed the extra help from
the
building department.
Plus the cancer center, too.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah, they've got the build, they've got the foundation permits issued, so we're just waiting on the ground to soften.
I'll move both resolutions.
Second it.
All those in favor? Oop, roll call.
Councilman Kachinowski?
Yes.
Boy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And we got to pay the bills, about $5,078,000. No, I wish we could keep more, but
we're working on it.
Any questions on the bills?
I have none.
Nope.
None. Pay the bills. And the ghost.
Mr. Kochanowski has seconded it, and the roll call.
Yes.
Councilman Malloy?
Yes.
Council President
McKernan? Yes.
Yes. Thank you. We're up to a second public comment period. Are there any members in the public that would care to comment on anything? Okay. We're up to that blessed moment that happens every night.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that one.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you.
Don't.